أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن المتقين في جنات وعيون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a brief description of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the devil, to shaitan, that those who will follow him and those who will give in to his every invitation and demand will join him in hellfire and Jahannam. Moving on to ayah number 45, Allah speaks of the muttaqeen and what they will enjoy. Now the muttaqeen are those who are on guard all the time. So the devil, it's not that they are safe from the influences of the devil. It's not that the devil will not target them. In fact, they are the primary target of the muttaqeen. Those whom the devil has influenced and over whom he has gained authority and control, there isn't much effort required on his part to deviate them because they have chosen the way of the devil. But the muttaqeen, they are the ones who are on guard all the time. They are aware that the devil is constantly trying to deviate them and mislead them and draw them further and further away from Allah so that they can join his party and be part of his camp. So Allah says about the muttaqeen, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ, indeed the muttaqeen fi jannat, they shall be in gardens, وعيون, and springs, rivers and waters, udkhuluha, it will be said to them, enter it, enter into paradise, بِسَلَامٍ, with peace, آمِنِين, enjoying complete security. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them these two assurances. One is they will enjoy therein salam, peace. And secondly, amineen, complete security and safety. They will be in an environment of complete safety. وَنَزَعْنَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the first thing that happens when the people of Jannah and the muttaqeen are admitted into paradise is that the malice and ill feelings and the grudges that they may have had for each other in the world is removed. Sometimes you feel that, hey, even though this is a family member, I don't want to see this man in Jannah. I had enough of him in this world. Imagine I have to live with him in paradise and I have to deal with him in paradise. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the first thing that happens, وَنَزَعْنَا, and we shall remove ma fi sudurihim min ghil, whatever malice, grudges, ill feelings that they may have had within their hearts, we shall remove it from their hearts and from their chests. Ikhwan, they will live as brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will live as brothers, forgetting, completely forgetting all the ill feelings and bitterness that they may have had for each other in the dunya. Ala surur, they shall be seated on couches, mutaqabilin, facing each other. La yamassuhum fiha nasab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and what else in Jannah? So one is the salam, the peace, the security. The other is the love that the people of Jannah will have for each other and the relationship that they will enjoy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains how they will be seated on these high, high couches. And the couches will be positioned in such a way that they will be facing each other, mutaqabilin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, لا يمسهم فيها نصب. Weariness, tiredness, exhaustion will not even touch them in Jannah. Mas, do not even mas, yamussu actually means the slightest touch, let alone overpower them in this world. Weariness and exhaustion and tiredness overpowers us. Sometimes to the point where we cannot even move. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Jannah, tiredness and weariness will not even touch them. They will not even experience the slightest amount of tiredness and exhaustion in Jannah. وَمَا هُمْ مِنْهَا بِمُخْرَجِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they shall never be expelled from Jannah. Once you are in Jannah, you are in it forever. There's no way out. There's no way you are going to be asked to leave. There's no way that you are going to be taken out of Jannah. You will remain therein forever. And then Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَبِّ عِبَادِي. Inform my ibad. Inform my slaves. أني, indeed I, أنا الغفور, I am الغفور. الغفور, the very, very all-forgiving, الرحيم, the extremely and very merciful. This is the incentive. This is the incentive that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is who I am, الغفور and الرحيم. Right? It's such an emphasized and exaggerated version that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses here to explain His maghfirah, His forgiveness and His rahmah and His mercy. And when you hear this, sometimes a person feels, well, then let me live my life as I please and do what I want. Because Allah is al-Ghafoor al-Rahim, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us not to take advantage of that. Allah says, وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي. But also tell them, I have adab. I do have adab. Now look at the difference in the expressions here. When Allah spoke of His maghfirah, His forgiveness and His mercy, He said that I am the all-forgiven and I am the all-merciful. But when He spoke of His punishment, He didn't say, and I am the punisher. He didn't say, and I am the punisher. What did He say? I have punishment. So, primarily, I'm not a punisher. That is not my attribute, my main attribute, or my salient attribute is I am, this is who I am, Ghafoor and Rahim. But I have punishment there. So don't take advantage of this attribute and quality of mine. So he says, وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي. And tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my azab, هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. It is an extremely painful torment. So while I have this great and extreme level of rahmah and compassion and mercy, also inform them there are limits that they should not cross. There are certain limits that they should not transgress, because my adab and my punishment is indeed a painful torment.